Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. My name is Brad Brown. I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Devlin, an interesting question about cycling shoes. And this one comes in from a roadie who prefers mountain biking shoes, just from a comfort perspective. And he wanted to know, is this a problem if he's riding with mountain bike shoes on a road bike? What is the major difference between the shoes? Can you interchange them?
Yes, by all means. So again, there's not a problem really. I typically ride with mountain bike shoes on my road bike as well. So there's no problem with it. Just a couple of differences. And I suppose why there is a difference is in a road shoe, firstly, having a slightly larger cleat or a much larger cleat than typically what you would find on a mountain bike is you're spending a lot more time in the saddle on a road bike. And when I say that, on a mountain bike, the shoes are designed for walking. So there's times where you need to push your bike on the mountain bike. So your cleat is sunk in. There's a bit of a tread that allows you to walk, which you obviously can't do with a road shoe necessarily. And again, with regards to that, because you're spending more time riding and pedaling without getting on and off the bike on a road bike, typically, the cleat is a little bit bigger in the surface area. So it just allows that pressure to be dispersed a little bit more over the foot as well. If you don't have that constant break, if you do get off the bike and are walking around as you would typically be on the odd mountain bike race or training and that. So it's more a case of just the surface area and allowing the pressure to disperse a little bit. But again, you need to find something that is comfortable for you. You need to make sure that the shoe isn't too tight. Making sure whether it's a Velcro system or a ratchet system that you prefer to use. And also make sure that over time, the flex on the sole of your shoe doesn't deteriorate. So the idea behind the cycling shoes, we want something, whether it's a cotton sole or a plastic composite sole, is you want something that has a little bit of flex, but is more rigid than anything else. And the reason being there is you don't want your foot to be flexing around the pedal, because that's where you up a little bit of fatigue in the feet as well and further up into the leg. So it's more a case of something that you feel comfortable in. And yes, there's absolutely no issues whether you ride in a road shoe or a mountain shoe. As long as at the end of the day, you're comfortable. Keep in mind, it's really not advisable to reverse that and ride with road shoes on a mountain bike. When you do need to push, you're not going to enjoy riding, walking in road shoes.
You might get a couple of strange looks from the mountain bikers as well. Devlin, thank you very much for that. We look forward to catching up again soon. Much appreciated. And don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, the website to get to is coachperry.com. If you'd like a specific training program as well, all you need to do is go to coachperry.com/cycling-training. And we've got some exciting news about an online community coming as well. We'll have some online video training too in the build up to some of the big races. We're going to be chatting nutrition. So keep an eye out for that as well. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.